This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Thank you for joining us for yet another edition of the Small Business Conversations podcast. This week, we are taking a slightly more creative turn and speaking to talented Johannesburg-based visual artist who is making big moves in her career, Lulama Mlambo, better known in the arts and fashion world as Lulama Wolf. As a visual artist, Lulama's work has featured in prestigious galleries both here at home and around the world, including London, Nigeria, New York, and Cape Town. But as a business force in the fashion world, she has managed to translate her art into retail gold, partnering with popular online vendor of fashion and homeware, Superbalist, in a collaboration titled Eden, which launched late last year. Lulama is further cementing her mark in the retail space through her collaboration with Sweden fashion and homeware retailer H&M Home. Along with New York painter and poet Amber Vittoria, they have partnered with the retail giant to put together a collection of home decor pieces ranging from rugs, cushions and throws. Lulama, thank you for joining us on the pod.
Thank you so much, Akon. I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. So, first things first, speak to me about your journey in the arts. Did you always know this would be your path, or was there something else that you had in mind?
Sure. My journey in art has been quite unorthodox because of the fact that I've had many lives before I'm cementing myself. But I would say that art has been the most prominent key in everything that I've done.
And what were those key drivers that have made it more prominent than your other ventures?
I think it's the way I've just been raised. I come from a family that almost allowed expression to be what it is, you know. And I think using my imagination, coming from a school that advocated for art, taking art as a subject, moving into spaces that advocated for art in that way almost made it natural for me to use it in everything that I've seen myself touch.
And the earliest memory of you being an artist, you were like, wow, I think this would be me, and this is like something that I definitely want to pursue. What was that memory? Can you let us know a little bit about that?
I think the earliest memory I have of that, I was six. And I think in school you always have arts and crafts, right, as a means to like keep kids busy and things like that. I was just too hyper focused on getting it right as a 5 or 6 year old. And for me, I was like, why am I so invested in this thing? And we had a project where we were painting plates with like all these other things, and I had a competitor who was also a peer of mine. We were just trying to compete who's going to get the best sun and the best cloud drawn on this plate. And for me, that was almost like, okay, cool. I don't quite know why I'm so invested in this in the way that I am, but I like who I am when I'm doing it. So I think that's where it kind of has been cemented. But I've had many, many memories that cemented it for me.
And throughout this period of you discovering and rediscovering this love for art, I'm sure you've been able to build some sort of brand identity. When I was looking at your work and social media presence specifically, you gave me a very zen vibe. You had like a lot of natural colors, minimalistic design was what's really stood out for me when I was looking at your work. How would you describe your artistic style and how it ties into your brand identity?
I wouldn't say that there is a set mission statement that I have for my brand identity. I think what I've always wanted to do is stay true to my interests. And my interests always fell between giving honor to the earth, giving honor to art, giving honor to travel. All the things that I've been interested in almost shaped the identity as we see as a brand today. And I've just used that as I've gone through my business ventures in collaboration with retailers, or whoever I've been in collaboration with has been quite intentional with that. So I've almost allowed it to be exactly what it is. I've maintained a slow pace with that. I have not kind of changed who I am to suit another narrative that isn't in those interests. And I think has also aided how I show up in the arts or show up in any other environment. So I'd say my brand identity isn't quite linked to anything specific, but it is linked to the interests that I hold dear to me.
And what influences those interests? Can you speak to us maybe on the anchors of how you choose to go about your art and your retail partnerships, as you mentioned?
So when you work in art, right, there isn't a structural system that kind of puts you in the knowing of how to identify these themes, especially if you're trying to be specific about that, because it changes all the time. What inspires me today will not inspire me tomorrow. What moves me and drives me today will not do the same tomorrow. But the anchor would be, okay, so what is my purpose? And what am I here to achieve? And how am I here to achieve it in the sense that it stays true to those interests that I just spoke about? Mm-hmm. Now, when I look at my personal, I'd say, trajectory in my career, I'd say that everything has informed my seeking of another. So if I creating a body of work, for example, it is me seeking the purpose of that time and how it informs my career at that time. But I use a medium that is beneficial to me and that I have been able to study. Me being interested, for example, in color study or color theory or art and the techniques of abstraction and things like that informs these interests, right? And then I get to use that medium to do it vice versa.
And how do you then sustain that into a business? Can you speak to me about that transition to, okay, this is something I love doing and I enjoy doing and I want to continue doing for as long as I have this enjoyment out of it, into a sustainable business that is going to be cemented by, or that's going to cement this Lulama Wolf brand?
So I strongly believe in having people around you that know better and that know how to guide in those parts in creating a business identity. I consider myself more of a creative director than a business entrepreneur because of the fact that I focus on making sure that the story, the why, the intention remains the same. And then I rope in people that know how to guide that creative direction from my perspective. And how we work simultaneously with those people, we create a reach, we create understanding, and we create intention so that the alignment with the work and the story doesn't fall short or fall flat. And I'd say that I learn how to deal with my business from that point of view. It's by putting that intention forward first and then having people protected on the sidelines. And when I say people, I say, yes, I protected myself because I have the intention of solidifying what a business in the basic sense, right? I said, yes, I have to kind of have a structure of sorts that is put in place. However, my focus as a creative director is about what does the intention do and how can a teammate support that? And then that's how we look into things like a studio manager, a gallery, or a, you know what I mean, a system that can almost guide that direction for me. So I have been very fortunate in my career or in my life to have people that have aided me in that way. And as much as I'm still learning the business of, number one, the business of me in comparison to the business of art, I've learned to put two and two in parallel to one another.
And in terms of driving that to your consumer market, what kind of marketing strategies have you and your team found to be best to not only get you out there, but to get you out there in a way that suits you and the aims you have for your brand?
It goes back to that intention that I set in the beginning, is to identify key factors that of 100% interest. Because I work as a human being, number one, as an individual, I am only the business as a third party. But the human being Lulama comes first. and how the human being we learn and then deals with the business is secondary to that. So when we speak about marketing, I don't market myself out there in hopes to obtain an audience that doesn't understand what staying true to the narrative is. I do it because I want to speak about a certain purpose. Let's say, for example, my most recent collaboration with H&M was about highlighting my folkloric right to having my work in access to a broader wide range of people. That fulfilled a very big purpose in my studio for me to have people have access to my work in that way, because that opens up education to art, that opens up education to who I am, and that opens up a broader audience to my work. And they can experience it in many multifunctional ways. And that's how I approach that kind of thinking. And so the marketing is done by that intention.
And you touched on your collaboration with H&M, but before that, you collaborated with Superbalist. How did these partnerships come about, and what motivated you to team up with these retail giants to strengthen your entrance in the retail sector?
So I have a long-standing relationship with both retailers because I have been in collaboration with them on other fronts with fashion, content, and pretty much kind of digitizing that narrative with them, you know. And I think from how they transitioned with me into art, I think it was just very fitting for both parties to see one another in that space, you know. So they came about with like lengthy conversations of, you have been with us for quite a bit, and you've been working with us on quite a few projects, and we see the transition you've made into this world. Can we get access to that? And because of that relationship that I've had, I've managed to rope them in into that world. Not because, well, because I also wanted to get my intention across with what I just mentioned before, but I also wanted to give access to someone who might not have transitioned with me into art, but still remembers Blue Llama as someone in fashion or content or something like that. So I want, merging the two worlds for me was very important. I think it came at a great time in my career as an emerging fine artist, as well as who I've built myself to be.
And what has the reception been like for both these collaborations?
Really incredible. I've just been overwhelmed with the response from the first collab with Superbalist. Has been great. This one is a global campaign with H&M, and sold out in South Africa, sold out in the US, and we're getting, you know, people are really gravitating towards me as an artist and the pieces themselves as they live. You know, I mean, we can argue that retailers often don't dig deeper into the story of the people that they collaborate with, but I feel in this instance, it has been met somehow.
And just speak to me on the operations of collaborations like these ones that we're speaking about right now. How involved are you as the artist in the process? Is it just a matter of creating art pieces that are translated into garments or materials? Or are you actively involved in choosing materials, understanding where they source from? Can you speak to me just on your involvement in the end product?
Yeah, so there is quite a lengthy amount of time. I think with Superbalist, we worked on it for about a year, and with H&M was 2 years in production and really conceptualizing the pieces and trying to figure out what would fit. So you're involved from inception from the beginning of the entire thing. They obviously work in phases because the production part of it is not what I am an expert on per se. But I give a lot of input into, okay, I know a lot about color, I'm studying color, this is how I'd want to see these colors put together, and this kind of texture, and what kind of texture do you want to create, what intention do you have to have with the textile that you use in the work. And I'm a big advocate for like working towards using raw materials as a staple, whether it is with retail or within my own personal studio. And you know, meeting that requirement halfway almost solidifies the responsibility I have in staying true to the fact that eventually I would want to get to a point where I make my own pigments and I go through processes that are completely sourced from raw material. And yeah, so they take that into consideration and they emulate it in the way that fits their business model. And we meet each other halfway, and that's exactly what creates the collab. Yeah, I think that's that.
Mm. And in terms of the raw materials you mentioned, are you able to give insight on the level, how much of that was sourced locally? I know H&M is a global brand, but was there any conversation in supporting our local economy to kind of participate in this whole project? Or was that not really a conversation you had?
No, we did have conversations, but like you said, they're not based here. So not most of the production isn't necessarily where in Africa per se, but they have a lot of suppliers that, I mean, there's so many things that you get into once you get into production meetings about the kind of material and things like that. They have their own structure that I don't think I'd begin to tell you what it's about and how it looks, you know, because it's so vast and broad to their retail spec, you know. But when you speak on texture and textile, they definitely have an intense way of viewing how to achieve a certain thing. In terms of South African anything sourced, I don't quite know.
And with your own operations and your own work that's outside of these collaborations, how important is it for you to have your products be locally sourced, to come from within our borders or within the African continent's borders?
I create on canvas and I use paint, so everything that I do create does come from my studio. I've never created anything up that has to be sourced from anyone else. And everything that I have done, which is quite sculptural, has been locally made by local artisans. So I haven't quite ventured into production of a mass-produced body of anything really that isn't in collaboration. But in my personal studio, I create the work, I paint the work, I stretch the work, I strip the work, and then we kind of have a liaise with galleries, collectors, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And then coming back to just the retail space, with the experience that you've had, working with retailers like Superblist and H&M, how would you say the space is lucrative for artists such as yourself? Is this something that needs to be tapped in more? Does it work? Is it supportive of your businesses as artists?
So what do you mean by does it work?
So partnering with brands like H&M and Superblist, is that a lucrative space for artists such as yourself to not only build their brands, but to make a living and build sustainable businesses?
So I would say that in relation to collaboration, I don't think an artist should base their entire business or their entire practice around collaboration with brands. I think they should have a firm stance as to who they are as artists first within their own practice. And then when opportunities like that come closer, they can explore how they want to enter those kinds of spaces, because it's not forever. Unless there was a deal that was like, okay, cool, come through. We're giving you a department within this retail store and you are our creator for X amount of time. Then you can base your entire practice on that. But I wouldn't say as an artist to stick to basing your entire practice around collaborating with brands so that you can get either recognized or money, or you know what I mean? I'd say start your own practice, your own kind of way of working. And then if you're looking into collaborating and those kinds of opportunities come to you, you can evaluate how they work for you. And you can evaluate how you fit in. You can evaluate if it benefits your studio, if it benefits how you run your studio going forward, if it benefits if you want to become a retailer as an artist, you know. So it gives you option and allows you to explore it and allows you to give other people a chance that could could be in collaboration with the same retailers. I mean, if I could get in collaboration with a global retailer, that means someone else from Africa could do the same if it benefits their studio and their practice.
And in terms of the qualities that artists need to possess, in order to make it in the retail environment or to make it in such collaborations, what would your advice or insight on that be?
I've been very fortunate enough to have a background in dealing and in having brand partnerships before. And I've been fortunate in understanding how they work, and I've been fortunate in knowing what they offer. And it has helped me decipher it for myself now. You know, I'd say it's a privileged perspective that I have, and I wouldn't want to have too much of an opinion on that because the quality of an artist is who they are in their practice, and that's who they need to be wherever they go. And when you hold your work to a higher quality on your own without anything, you're able to stand firm and offer something much better in collaboration with the retailer. And it really creates a synergy between the two because you can see that there's this quality here. And you're working with something really good, and you're working with something that has something to offer. And they also have the same thing. So what one needs to do is really just stand firm in that 100%.
And future-wise, what is the future looking like for visual arts for that industry in South Africa? What's your take? Is it a thriving industry currently?
Yes, it is a, I would say that from what I've been able to experience for myself and what I've been able to see my peers experience, whether they're in different parts of the arts. There are different spectrums now that you can identify within the art, you know. The traditionality of being an artist has been shown, you know. I mean, there are so many things that I am still learning about how to handle myself in the art world because of what we know it to be traditionally. But because there's a few things I would like to suggest and implement within my own studio that could give others a chance to explore it for themselves. It's thriving in the sense that people are pacing themselves because they know that as a continent, and I'm not just talking about South Africa because that creates borders, but as a continent, you're able to identify which part of the continent offers the richness that the rest of the world deserves. And I've been able to see that with artists I've been able to admire from far, and artists I've been able to look up into history. Most of the people that I look up in my history of art are African or have big ties with the African narrative in art. And that's just me as a millennial artist. And there's so many more artists coming after me or before me that could critique that about the arts, you know. That's why I'm so adamant on the intention being true and the quality being true and allowing that to not dictate your mistakes, you know, so that you can move confidently within those spaces. Because at the end of the day, you are working with things like mental health, you are working with things like third world problems. Our country is going through so many things that could make it very difficult for you to express yourself in a certain way. But we're here and we have to kind of make those strides as much as possible. And yeah, as diplomatic as that sounds, I think it's only fair that we do that.
Sure. And as we end off our conversation, I just want to get a sneak peek from you on what's next for the Lulama Wolf brand. What are you looking forward to in the next year or so to achieve in your career?
Well, for the next year, I'll literally just be in studio painting. I've got a couple of shows in the year, and that's all I'll be looking and working towards for the rest of the year.
And that is visual artist Lulama Mlambo speaking to us about her journey in the arts and how she has managed to penetrate the retail space. Thank you, Lulama, for your insights.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and follow Small Business Conversations and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can tweet me at machoba_a, or you can email me at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Till next time, goodbye.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.